I'm Steve Miller reporting. The speculation over just who traveled by special train from North Korea to Beijing drew a swift reaction from Chinese censors. Jeff Custer reports.
Internet searches for the term North Korea were blocked Tuesday, while Kim Jong-un turned up results from several days ago on major social media platforms, including Sina's Weibo. China's routine censorship of sensitive subjects online can even target words and phrases with tenuous and even unlikely connections. The arrival of a train in Beijing Monday that looks like one used by Kim's father triggered speculation that Kim was in Beijing. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson welcomed on Tuesday support from allies who have expelled Russian diplomats in the wake of the Salisbury, Britain attack.
We've enjoyed strong support for our explanation of what happened at Salisbury.
The United States, European Union nations, and some other countries announced that they would expel a total of 130-plus Russian diplomats in response to the nerve agent attack on a former Russian intelligence officer and his daughter in Britain. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group said Tuesday that forces supporting the Syrian government have been mobilizing around eastern Ghouta's rebel-held town of Douma since Monday. Douma, controlled by the rebel group Jaish al-Islam, is the last remaining insurgent-held area in eastern Ghouta. Talks between the group and Syrian government ally Russia over a rebel withdrawal have yet to yield a result. The United Nations has said it is highly concerned for thousands of people it believes are trapped inside. This is VOA News. The lawyer of opposition Senator Miguna Miguna, who has dual Kenyan and Canadian citizenship, was detained by police at a Nairobi airport during an attempt to force him onto a plane to Canada.
Now, when he arrived, there was a demand for his Canadian passport, but he had traveled with his Kenyan identity card, as you know.
Miguna was deported by Kenyan authorities in February for his role in a protest by opposition leader Raila Odinga. Earlier this month, a Kenyan court ordered that Miguna's Kenyan passport be restored and that he be granted entry into the country. Kenya's biggest newspaper, the Daily Nation, reported that plainclothes police slapped and kicked journalists covering the incident. Police in southern Italy have detained an Egyptian imam who ran a cultural center where he allegedly preached extremist and violent interpretations of Islam to children. Jill Craig has that story.
A police statement said the seizure was part of a larger investigation that resulted in the arrest in July of a Chechen man accused of fighting with the Islamic State group in Syria and participating in a deadly attack on journalists in Chechnya. Italy has been spared an Islamic extremist attack, in part due to widespread wiretapping and expulsions of suspected extremists. Jill Craig, VOA News.
Former Catalan President Carles Puigdemont awaits his fate in Germany following a European arrest warrant issued by Spain. Jacob Greaves has that story.
The fate of the man behind Catalonia's failed bid for independence now rests with a judge in Germany. Puigdemont was detained by police there on Sunday. The Spanish government, which requested the European warrant, congratulated Germany on his arrest. A decision on extradition, though, is unlikely this side of the Easter break, according to court staff.
That was Jacob Greaves. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross has announced the next count of every resident in the country will include a question about citizenship status. The census will take place in 2020, but questions must be finalized by this weekend. The decision brought criticism from those who say the citizenship question will cause people to not participate in the census because of concerns about how the government could use the information, resulting in an undercount of the population. Nigeria said it did not join an Africa free trade zone because more domestic consultation was needed before committing to such an agreement. African leaders agreed to form a $3 trillion continental free trade zone encompassing 1.2 billion people. In addition to Nigeria, South Africa did not sign up for the accord. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA 1, the best music, the best news.